Gitvach, hope you had an awesome Shabbos. So yesterday we spoke about the half shekel mentality and that we're all part of one greater whole. And when we think of it that way, it changes the way we view the other. However, the Midrash, our oral tradition, teaches that Moshe had a hard time understanding how this little half shekel looked and how it could achieve so much for the Jewish people when it was just a small half shekel. And the Midrash shares that Hashem actually showed Moshe a what's called matbea shel esh, a coin, a half shekel of fire, and said, "This is what you should give." The question's asked, if Hashem had to show him the half shekel, what it was like, why just show him the half shekel? Why did you have to specifically show him a half shekel of fire? And our sages point out that this is to teach us, actually, it's the key that when we're giving or contributing, we have to give it, quote unquote, on fire, meaning with passion, with desire. See, we're not supposed to just do it and get it over with. The reality in Jewish practice is we should be giving or doing with our fire, with our passion. In essence, it's teaching us that yes, while doing more is great, at the end of the day, it isn't always that we have to put more Judaism into our life as much as we have to work on putting more life into our Judaism. That's the key to what the Jewish people are being taught. Don't just do it, but do it with fire. You know, as well on that subject, I've also included a link in the recording to this Friday 15 of inspiration that I do. Spoke a little bit about my trip in Israel, as well as yet another way to look at the half shekel mentality. You're welcome to watch that. If you want to be added to the list for the weekly recording videos that I do, just send me a message. It'd be my pleasure to add to you. But one thing for sure, we have to remember that we're half shekels and we have to connect and give to others with passion, our fire. And on that note, wishing you an awesome night, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.